Well, let me tell you this. I started in the record business as Plugger in 1969. My first hit record was Desmond Dekker and the Aces, Israelites. In 1974, I set my own record promotion company up. And I had lots of hits. Some years later, I heard that Boy George had formed a band called Culture Club. And I went to Tesla at Virgin Records, who I used to do a lot of work for. I said, do you know this Culture Club record? I'd like to plug them. She said, no, you can't. I said, well, why? She said, Neil Ferris, who's a plugger, has got Spandau Ballet, Madness, and You'll Be 40. He's doing it. I said, but I want to do it. She said, no, you can't. So they had their first record out, which was called White Boy. They had the second record called I'm Afraid of Me. Tessa phoned me one day. She said, oh, Neil's going on holiday. Would you like to do a couple of weeks work on the Culture Club? So I said, yeah. So I went to George's flat and I met him. And he said, well, we've got our first LP coming out soon. Have a listen. Tell me what you think might be the next record. Because if we don't get a hit, we're going to be dropped by Virgin. I said, did that reggae track, what's it called, Hurt Me? He said, it's too personal. So we have a meeting at Virgin Records with Simon Draper, who was in charge of A&R. Simon said to me, do you think this is a hit record? I said, yes, it is. Okay, the record comes out. Radio 1 don't play it. So I'm thinking, no, fuck, what have I done? So Gary Crowley was a DJ at Capital Radio at the time. Lovely guy, started playing the Capitol. We were getting some nighttime plays in Radio 1, maybe David Jenston or no one else played it. Shaking Stevens had a record out and he charted, and Tessa, the lady in charge of promotion, went to Ray to Top of the Pops. And that day, Vince Connolly, who's a friend of ours, was Shaking's plugger. Shaking Stevens either couldn't go on, he was either on holiday or the video wasn't new, whatever. So the next record in the charts, it was 22, was a band called Culture Club. So Tessa goes, yeah, they're free. So Michael heard the producer said, who are they? Never heard of them. He said, well, put them on. So we do the show, and I've got to tell you, I've never had a reaction to a band in my life as much as them. Everyone's going, who the fuck is this? Who is this boy girl? I phoned up Newsbeat. Oh, sorry, we don't have queers on our show. I went to see a guy called Dave Tate at Radio 1, who's the breakfast show producer, who told me he liked the record. He comes out of his office and goes, Howard, can I have a word, please? I said, yeah. He said, what the fuck was that on TV last night? I said, it was Boy George. He said, I can't play that, I've got kids. I said, Dave, you told me you'd like the record. Oh, he said, okay, because it's you, I'll play the record. So they started to play it. I got a record of the week on Radio 2. David Hamilton was doing drive time on Radio 2. A guy called Jeff Mullen was producing the show. So I phoned George, I was in Camden Town on the way home Friday. I phoned George and I said, George, I've got some great news for you. I've got a record of the week on Radio 2. You just fucked our career. I said, what do you mean? He said, would you arsehole, Radio fucking 2? I said, George, listen to me. Think of all the 45-year-old peroxide blonde ladies are going to, oh, I love that boy, George. He went, oh, I suppose you're right, really.